This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for those out and about tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, a report from 5 hours ago reveals Iran received Chinese satellite images that helped in an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just 4 minutes ago that the Iranian rial has hit a record low. Economic fallout from the ongoing conflict is causing workers to strike amid soaring inflation. Also this hour, Ma'ariv notes that a Palestinian was injured by a soldier's gunfire in Samaria. The IDF is currently investigating the incident from 32 minutes ago. Separately, I-24 News reports that Iran is set to sign a Hormuz deal with Oman on Monday. Clashes have erupted in the country's southeast earlier today. And finally, from JNS 26 minutes ago, a reflection on the 10 defining events in Israel from the Jewish calendar year 5786, including Trump's visit to the Knesset and the landmark High Court ruling. Here's what people are saying online. Rachel Moisel, a commentator, reflected just 27 minutes ago on the youth of those involved in a heroic rescue during a past event, considering how young they truly were. Al Arabiya English, a news outlet, posted 28 minutes ago about remembering the lives lost in the 9/11 attacks, marking the solemn anniversary. Emily Schrader, an activist, shared her thoughts 35 minutes ago, stressing the importance of remembering the truth and not allowing anti-American narratives to distort past events. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from Israel Hayom. American sources indicate that Chinese satellite imagery was crucial for Iran in a recent attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. This intelligence exchange highlights growing cooperation between Tehran and Beijing. The implications could strain U.S.-China relations further. Turning to the economic situation in Iran. The Jerusalem Post details how inflation has soared to 128%, triggering strikes among Iranian workers. The worsening fuel crisis compounds the hardship. This economic turmoil may increase domestic unrest and affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Ma'ariv reports on the IDF's investigation into a shooting incident near Jenin. A soldier reportedly fired at a Palestinian in a situation involving a local shepherd. The findings of this investigation could impact IDF protocols and community relations in the area. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News notes that Iran's upcoming deal with Oman aims to stabilize the strategic Hormuz region. However, clashes in Iran's southeast indicate domestic tensions. These developments could influence regional power dynamics and economic routes. And reflecting on the year in review, JNS highlights how events like Trump's Knesset visit and the landmark High Court ruling have shaped Israel's political landscape. These moments will influence the nation's direction in the coming year. Turning to business and markets. First, Ktech reports that AI is revolutionizing endpoint security. Dan Shemesh from Orion Security explains how artificial intelligence is reshaping research methodologies, enhancing the security landscape. Separately, Walla Business highlights a shift in public donations. Israelis are increasingly contributing to mental health causes, moving away from military equipment funding. This change reflects evolving societal priorities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the transformation of Ofakim. The city, once facing negative migration, is now booming in construction and apartment sales. This signals a positive shift in urban development and economic prospects. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.